This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nancy Rocio Aguilar. Date of birth, September the 17th, 1995. Case ID number is 584-3043. Date of exam, June the 15th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 4/14/2023. Identifying information. This is a 27-year-old single female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, and headache / post-concussion syndrome. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked as a provider for 3 years. During that time, she worked 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her children, and she is not receiving disability benefits. The claimant did finish high school and states that the father of her children is in prison at this time. Allegations number one, bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder. Number two, headache / post-concussion syndrome. Number one, bipolar disorder / post-traumatic disorder. The claimant states that since 2019, she has developed bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder, secondary to multiple problems in her life. The claimant states that she suffers from severe anxiety, impulsiveness, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, depression, comma, and anxiety. The claimant states that she does see shadows and hears voices occasionally and sustained multiple traumas while living with her boyfriend, the father of her children. She was a victim of domestic violence, and she has lost custody of her children, secondary to her son falling off the windowsill from the third floor. At the present time, her mother is taking care of the children. She states that she has had suicidal ideation but denies any suicidal attempts. She is presently on citrulline, 50 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 5 milligrams TID. She also states that she was in a motor vehicle accident as a passenger and sustained a severe head trauma, causing her to have headaches. Her condition at this time is stable. However, the claimant states her biggest problem is nervousness and anxiety and not being able to sleep well at night. She's had difficulty gaining weight, secondary to the severe anxiety that she has. Allegation number two, headache / post-concussion syndrome. The claimant states that on May 30th, 2022, she was in a severe motor vehicle accident and sustained a concussion to her brain. She says she was already suffering from migraine headaches, but the trauma from the motor vehicle accident caused her symptoms to get worse. She states the character of the pain is severe pounding headaches in the temporal areas, somewhat like a cluster headache, which would last sometimes for 24 hours, and it was every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, photophobia, comma, paresthesias, comma, scalp tenderness, comma, vertigo, comma, and weakness. She denies any poor vision. An MRI was performed in 2022, which was normal. She was diagnosed with migraine headaches and post-concussion syndrome. She is presently on EJIC Plus, 1 PO, Q4 hours. PRN is needed for headaches. She states it takes approximately 30 minutes for her to respond to the medication, and it appears to be controlling her headaches. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, citrulline, 50 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams, 1/2 tablet TID for anxiety, EJIC Plus, 1 PO, Q4 hours, PRN is needed for migraine headaches, and dancestron, 4 milligrams QID for nausea and vomiting, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, sucralfate, 1 gram QID, vitamin D, 50,000 units Q-week, loperamide, 2 milligrams QID is needed for loose bowel movements, metronidazole, 500 milligrams TID. Medical problems, post-traumatic concussion syndrome, comma, migraine headaches, comma, history of bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Major surgeries, none. Tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 95 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 3 and a fourth inches tall. BP, 114 over 69 mmHg. Heart rate, 64 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 17. General. This is a 27-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. The claimant appears to be somewhat anxious and nervous, but did not appear to be in distress. H-E-E-N-T, could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was somewhat anxious for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes were the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page, chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or on her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to signs and symptoms of bipolar disorder and anxiety. Probable diagnosis is, number one, bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant is being treated for this condition and appears to be doing fairly well. She did appear to be somewhat anxious. Number two, migraine headache / post-concussion syndrome. MRI was negative, and the claimant appears to be responding to the medication that was given for her headaches. She appears to be doing better. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Nancy Rocio Aguilar.